USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, where at least 10 people are wounded after shots were fired at patrons as they left a nightclub. Witnesses say frightened people leaving the Deja Vu ran to a nearby shopping center as the shots rang out early today. Still no word on a suspect or a possible motive. In breaking news out of the Supreme Court, justices have just ruled that a giant Latin cross on government land in Maryland does not have to be relocated or altered in the name of church-state separation. The opinion by Associate Justice Samuel Alito concluded that the display does not violate the Constitution's Establishment Clause. The vote was 7-2, with Associate Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissenting. Weekly jobless claims were down last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump today tweeting that Iran has made a very big mistake by shooting down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone yesterday. Central Command says the drone was shot down in international airspace above the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran claims the drone was in its airspace on a spying mission. The president will be holding a meeting about the issue at the White House later this afternoon, according to a White House spokesman. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recovered from heart surgery, Mick Jagger is joining the Stones, hitting the road starting this weekend with yet another tour. And more on the story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Mick and the boys hit the road again. The Rolling Stones start their new tour this weekend in Chicago at Soldier Field. It's called the No Filter Tour. Includes 17 shows, and it will end up August 31st in Miami. At the beginning of April, 75-year-old Mick Jagger underwent heart valve surgery, and the Stones had to postpone the original start of this tour while Jagger recovered. The Stones singer now says he's as strong as ever and ready to get this tour underway. Mick talks about what he does pre-show to get ready for the stage.
Nice days before the show is always like a bit like, I like to really relax and chill out, and then just before the show it gets a bit like I have like Bob Marley things that I kind of sometimes do, and I do a dance warm up, so I do a couple of like current tunes. You know, I used to do like would be a year of shows basically and not much else, but I enjoy doing like short bursts, and I love being out on stage.
It's only rock and roll, but we like it.
And we're just getting word that the nation's unemployment lines were a bit shorter last week. Figures just out from the Labor Department showing 216,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That's 6,000 fewer than the week before. Most analysts were expecting today's number to be right around 225,000, so a bit higher than it actually came in. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.